sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 20 inkwenkwezi 2022 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela.
Siyakwazi ukuthi silodubo labagesi lapha eZimbabwe. Ukuthi amanye ama production costs abantu bayebe sebenzisa ipulo idiesel. So ingakhwela idiesel ukuthi intengo yezinto izakhwela ngoba i cost of production iyakhulu ifuel iyabe isikhwelile.
Inkampani kaHulumende elawula umsebenzi wokutholakala kwamafutha ezimota iZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority namhla ikweze njalo intengo yamafutha lawa.
Lokho kukhulunywa yi-EU eyakubhalayo ngemva kokhetho luka-2018 yilokho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa ngumthetho weZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa yi-constitution yeZimbabwe. Ukuthi abantu bavote bekhululekile, abakhankasela ukuvotelwa bakhankase bekhululekile noma bazimele noma bangaphansi kwamaqembu abo.
Iqula le-European Union eliphakathi kokwethekelela eleZimbabwe lithi uhulumende kumele agcwalisise izixwayiso ezenziwa yilumanyano kulandela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luqhutshwe ngendlela esuthisekayo. Kule viki kuwoza Friday silomculi odumo wakulezi nsuku we-house music, umqondisi banda odume ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Skyva. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Inkampani kahulumende elawula umsebenzi wokutholakala kwamafutha ezimota elizweni yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority namhla ikweze njalo intengo yamafutha lawa. Idizile kade iphezu kwedola lenxenye $1.68 isikumadola phose amabili emelika $1.74 kuthi intengo yephetulo ikhuphuke isuka kudola lenxenye lemelika $1.58 isiya ku-$1.68. Ingcitshi kwezomnotho zithi lokhu kuzabangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni yona evele iqonga mihla lemihla. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usipha lolo daba.
Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi abantu elizweni jikelele behlaba umkhosi ngenxa yokugqonga kwentengo yento yonke ikakhulu ukudla lokusetshenziswa ngabantu nsuku zonke. Okwenzakalayo sokukhahlameze hatshi abantu makhaza kuphela kodwa labo somabhizimusi abasele bebambe wangaphansi bekhathele ngokusekusenzakala elizweni. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yabo somabhizimusi Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, umnumzana Denford Mtashu uthi udubo lokuqonga kwentengo yamafutha la kubangelwa ikukhuphuka kwentengo yawo emhlabeni jikelele.
Zinodzikisa kutengwa kwezinto nokuthi kana petrol ikakwira izinto zinokwira anoda dzakusisherera mutengo chekutanga. Chechipiri,
lokhu kwenza ukuba abantu bangathengi impahla ngoba nxa amafutha engakhwela indlela zokuthwala impahla ziyakhwela. Okwesibili, sifuna ukukhumbuza abathengi ukuba impahla izihlala ikhwela ikakhulu singakhangela impi eseRussia leUkraine.
Ingcishi ecubungayo zomnotho omnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi nxa intengo yamafutha ingaqhubeka ikhuphuka kanje kuzaba nzima ukuphila eZimbabwe.
Kukhanya uhulumende wethu weZimbabwe sekweze intengo yamafutha asetshenziswa ezimodeni. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi intengo yezinto eziningi, ukudla kumbe izimpahla esemavinkilini, lakho kuzakhwela. Lokhu kwenziwa ukuthi nxa amafutha ethengwa athengelwa ukuhambisa izimpahla lokudla emavinkilini, intengo yamafutha ingakhwela, osobhizimisi gabathathi imali yakhona yokukhwela beyikhipha kuma-profits abo. Hhatshi, izithelo zabo bafuna vele zibe zilokhu ziphezulu. Abakwenzayo ukuthi bayakhweza intengo yempahla lokudla kwakhona ngamasensi akhona kumbe ngamadola akhona akhweze i-petrol kumbe i-diesel.
Kubeke sithi kumele uhulumende avumele abantu ukuba bathenge bodwa amafutha kungena kungenela kukahulumende.
Sokutshengisela ukuthi uhulumende wethu uzafanele avule umsika owe-diesel kube labantu abaningi abakwanisa ukuthi bethengisa amafutha ukuze kube kulokuncintisana. Ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi baye besithi hhayi uhulumende yena kabe nguyobhadala imali yakhona ama-subsidies. Lokhu kodwa lokhu kuyaphambanisa ngoba kwenza ukuthi intengo zempahla zibe artificial ngesikhiwa. Yikho-ke sizakhangelela nje khathesi nje sizakuzothwa khona intengo yokudla lezi mpahla ezemavinkilini sokukhwelile.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Masimba Kutshera, enye njalo ingcishi ecubuna ezomnotho.
Siyakwazi ukuthi silodubo labagetsi lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi amanye ama-production costs abantu bayabe besebenzisa ikakhulu i-diesel. So ingakhwela i-diesel la nge-transport yangkhona izitimela azihambi, so senza izimota. So kutsho ukuthi intengo yezinto izakhwela ngoba i-cost of production ikakhulu i-fuel iyabe isikhwelile.
Amafutha we-diesel akhuphuke intengo isuka kumadola phezu kwelilodwa lengxenye dollar 68 esiya kumadola phose amabili emelika dollar 74 kulitha. Awepetulu wona asuke kudola lengxenye dollar 58 esiya kudola 68 kulitha. Intengo yempahla emqoka empilweni yabantu yansuku zonke ikhuphuke okwamagama kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Intengo yesinkwa namhlanje ikhuphuke isuka kumadola phose angamakhulu amathathu 270 RTGS isiya kumadola phezu kwamakhulu amathathu lengxenye 352 RTGS. Amafutha okuphekisa wona asebiza imali edlula inkulungwane ezintathu lengxenye zamadola kuleli 3500 RTGS kumalitha amabili esuka kunkulungwane enye lengxenye 1500 RTGS kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Isaka lempuphu elesindo samakilogramu alichumi 10 kg selifika phose amadola alichumi emelika 10 US, khona osokusenza impilo ibe nzima kakhulu kuZulu Makhaza. Imizamo yokuthola umbono kamphathintambo wezamabhizimisi uNkosikazi Sekayinzenza yehlule, kodwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kumaviki asanda kwedlula ubike ukuba ukuqonga kwentengo yezinto zonke kubangelwa ngosomabhizimisi abalisana lohulumende wakhe. Umphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube yena utshele umsakazi weZBC Izolo ntambama ukuba impi phakathi kweRussia leUkraine yiyo ebangela ukuba kube lokukhuphuka kwentengo elizweni ngale ndlela. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ikula le-European Union eliphakathi kokwethekelela eZimbabwe lithi uhulumende kumele agcwalisise izixwayiso ezenziwa yilumanyano kulandela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luqhutshwe ngendlela esuthisayo. Umkhokheli waleli qula elibizwa ngokuthi yi-Election Follow-up Mission, uMnumzana Elmer Brook, utshele intatheli ezindaba eHarare namhla ukuthi uhulumende kumele enze inguquko ezakwenza ukuthi ukhetho luqhutshwe ngokucacileyo njalo abamabandla aphikisayo bavunyelwe ukhankasa bekhululekile. Wengeze wathi izinkokheli zosiko kumele zisebenze zizimele, zingathathi uhlangothi kwezombusazwe. Uthe njalo bayayamukela imizamo kahulumende yokuguqula imithetho emibi. Sixoxele ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uNomzana Evidlela Ncube.
Lokho kukhulunywa yi-EU eyakubhalayo ngemva kokhetho luka-2018 yilokho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa ngumthetho weZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa yi-constitution yeZimbabwe, ukuthi abantu bavote bekhululekile, abakhankasela ukuvotelwa bakhankase bekhululekile, noma bazimele noma bangaphansi kwamaqembu abo, ukuthi kakungasetshenziswa izinto zombuso ukupha i-advantage iZANU-PF ukuthi kungasetshenziswa ingatsha zikahulumende zibe zingatsha zeZANU-PF, konke lokho ngokufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke lokho okhunywa nge-EU yilokho okukhunywa ngabantu beZimbabwe, kodwa kakwenzeki la kancane ngokuba bayesaba laba abasezihlalweni ukuthi uma bengenza lokho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe ukhetho lube ngolukhululekileyo, angeke baluwine ukhetho lwakhona. Ngakho-ke bazahlala belokhe besala ukuthi kube le nguquko ezenza ukuthi ukhetho lube ngolukhululekileyo. Kodwa labantu beZimbabwe bamele bale ukuvuma ukhetho lungakhululekanga, balwise ukuthi luze lukhululeke ukhetho njengalokhu i-constitution isitsho. I-EU icela nje ukuthi i-government yeZimbabwe ilandele i-constitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
Abamabandla aphikisayo, Ncube, ungathi bayahlokoma yini bayamfaka incindezi uhulumende ukuze aguqule indlela okuqhutshwa ngayo ukhetho?
Yebo, kambe bangabe bekhuluma abanye laba lalabana abanye bezijulele, kodwa ukukhuluma kodwa soze kusebenze. Kufuna kukhulunywe, kusetshenzwa, akube khona umnyakazo phansi, akube le strike, akube le stairway, akube lalo khiyana lalo khiyana, kubonakala ukuthi kasisuthisekanga, kasithabanga la kancane, ngokuba lokho okuqhubekayo kuzaqhubeka kuye fika ku-2023 irigwe futhi i-election. Ngaphandle kokuthi kuthathwe amanyathela amabanzi kulokukhuluma nje, ukukhuluma lokho akusoze kulethe inguquko. Izanye kuthanda kunje, ikuthanda kukubi kunje, ngokuba lokho okunje kwenza kube lula ukuthi bawine ukhetho, kwenza kube lula ukuthi barigu ukhetho. Ngakho-ke kumele kuthathwe amanyathelo amanye amakhulu kakhulu ukuze kube le nguquko, angaphelele kukhulumeni, kodwa kube nezenzo eziza kwenza ukuthi kungabi lula ukuthi baqhubeke nje be-ignore lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu, bekushaya indiva lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu. Abantu bafuna inguquko, bafuna ukhetho olukhululekileyo, oluwina aluwine lungolukhululekileyo, hhayi lungale ndlela oluyiyo.
Umnumzana Efihlela Ncube yingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eseke wethula amazwi okuthi akula nguquko azayenza phambilini kokhetho luka-2023, iofisi yakhe ithi ukhulume ngalolu daba emhlanganweni awenze labamabandla amancane akumanyana owePollard izolo. Sehlulekile ukukhuluma lo mphathintambo obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kuhulumende, unkosikazi Monica Mtswangwa, ngalolu daba. Umthethondaba kamantshi oweHarare namhla ukhulule umnumzana Sibeth Msengezi, ilunga leZANU-PF elabophisa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi wangena esikhundleni sokukhokhela ibandla elibusayo ngendlela eziphambana lesisekelo sebandla ngemva kokugenqulwa embusweni kowayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe Lebutho. Umsengezi ubothwe ngeviki edluleyo esithiswa icala lokuthola ikhadi lokuba lilunga leZANU-PF ngokuqamba amanga ngalapho ayehlala khona. Umsengezi ukhululelwe ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuthi ahlawule isibambiso sebheyili senkulungwane ezingamajumi amathathu amadola eZimbabwe, 30,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Uhulumende weBotswana usevumele abakubhizimusi yezimota lamabhasi athola uzulu ukuthi bakhweze imbadalo yokugada. Lokhu kulandela ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabakubhizimusi kusukela ngolwesibili ogcina kuphazamisa inkambo zabanye abeZimbabwe. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7, umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Abamabhasi athwala abantu ehamba umango phakathi kwele Zimbabwe lapho makhwelane kwele Botswana baqala ukukhalala umsebenzi ngolwesibili. Esinye sisebenzi senkampani yamabhasi aboskhali ahamba nsuku zonke phakathi kwaboBulawayo leHabron sitshele iStudio 7 ukuthi bamise inhambo zabo kulandela ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabanye babo. Lokho bese kuthiye abanye abeZimbabwe abasebenzisa kakhulu amabhasi angena kwele Botswana bengela ndlela zokuhambisa. Ngolwesine uhulumende ovumile ukuthi kukhwezwe inhlawulo yogada amabhasi kwindlela uqeda ukukhalala umsebenzi okwenziwe ngabamabhizimusi la. Ukukhalala umsebenzi bese kuphazamisa imisebenzi yabeZimbabwe abathembele kakhulu emabhasini ukuya ekhaya kumbe ukungena kwele Botswana. Umnumzana Ntokozo Thebe ohlala eHabron uthi iningi lisebenzisa amabhasi ukuthumela ukudla ekhaya, ngakho ukukhalala umsebenzi bekulakho ukuphazamisa indlela impahla ebeyithunyelwa ngayo ekhaya.
Bakhona abantu abafuna ukuthumela impahla ekhaya, yes, imali yakwenziwa ngabomkhulu, but if ungafuna ukuthumeza imali ekhaya uyakwenza njani impahla ukudla ngoba sithembe wona amabhasi even ukuhamba kwethu kusi-affectile ngoba ngesimo somnotho kunzima ukuthi uhambe uqonde eZimbabwe ufike udeclaye imota eborder of which is better and cheaper nawusebenzisa i-public transport.
Umnumzana Mkhululi Moyo ubekhala ngokuthi isimo kumele siphange sibuyele endaweni yaso kungakanakali okunenyi.
Ludubo olukhulu kakhulu ikakhulu masikhangela ukuthi abantu siyahlela izinhlelo zethu. Siyabe sifuna ukuya emakhaya, sifuna imisebenzini, njalo njalo ngezinhlelo zethu. So kuyinto engathiwa siyahlukuluza, ihlukuluza abantu abaningi kakhulu. Ngibona indawo especially indaba ye-transport lapha locally lapha.
Omunye ongena kwele Botswana ngezebhizimusi esebenzisa amabhasi umzana Rodwell Moyo uthi ukukhalala umsebenzi abamabhizimusi okuthwala uZulu bekulimaza kakhulu abangena kwele Botswana ngendaba zebhizimusi.
Sikuaffecta abantu abahambayo abanye umuntu abe ethethe ilanga ukrosa ibhodi ekuseni ezithethe intambama uyabuyela and kusuka kulimaza abantu emnothweni babeuthwele. Lazile inconvenience umuntu omunye abesuke emaphi sithi kwele Zimbabwe engala made chi abantwana bebodwa basesikolweni lezithethe uzahamba ayephenduka asuka lapha engasaphenduki ngindaba yokuswelakala ama-transport.
Umnumzana Fortune phakathi yena wokubhizimusi yokuthwala impahla esuka eBotswana esiya eZimbabwe uthi kabazange babone untshintsho ubhizimusi yabo noma nje bekukhalelwe umsebenzi. Uthi abantu kade bethwele nzima isikhathi amabhasi engahambi bephephele ezimoteni ezincane.
Impahla ibhizinisi yangkhona vele iphansi kwamanje isigezi impela ngendlela yokuthi lakhona sisuka ku-Easter plus akukabi yi-month end so sikhangela ukuthi mhlawumbe next week kuza kuba ngcono. Then imoto ezithwala abantu amabhasi our people was very stranded. People are very stranded. Impela mina ngihambe imoto yami it's a 5-seater but ngibuye ngigcwele ngihambe ngigcwele ngaphendula ngigcwele nje angithwala abantu athi besiya lapha thi siya khona.
Abezimota ezithwala uZulu kwele Botswana bakhalela umsebenzi besithi bafuna ukuphiwa imvume yokukhweza imbadalo ngokudlula amachumi ayisithupha ekhulwini i-61%. Lokhu kulandela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota emhlabeni jikelele asesedlula ipula lengxenye kulitha ngayinye kumbe idola lemelike lengxenye kulitha. Kulo kungahlaliseki emhlabeni jikelele phezu kokuqonga kwentengo yempahla yona efuqwa kakhulu yimpi eyaqhamuka phakathi kweRussia le-Ukraine kunyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Live Talk namhla sikhangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota usukubangela ukuqonga kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni ikakhulu kokudla ukuguqela isinkwa amafutha okuphekisa lokunye. Idale le-US Congress selivumelane ukuba kunikwe ele-Ukraine imali efika amabhiliyoni angamajumi amane 40 billion dollars yokuthenga izikhali lokunye. Ngambe lokhu akuphehli impi na ngesikhathi kula masosha akwele Ukraine asezinikele kubutho lakwele Russia. Uliviki kuhoza Fridays, lo mculi womdumo wakulezi nsuku House Music, uMkhondisi Sibanda odume ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Skyva. Asizweni exoxa lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda bekobulawayo.
Sibanda wenza isifundo zakhe ekolitshini leLupane State University. Waqeda kodwa umsebenzi wathi tololo wangawutholi. Wathi wacabanga ukuzingenela kwezomculo. Asizwe nechazisa ngembali yakhe.
Abantu bangazi ngoSkyva, ngingu-DJ, ngu-producer. Ngizalelwe kobulawayo, ngafunda eGab Primary School, ngasuka ngaye eMpophoma High School, then ngase ngisuka ngaye eLupane State University. Ngaqeda ngo-2015. Pena mabonsa sithenga ubunga ya gari mina nguba lebaga ba lebicapha bonke snaima sho shisizolo ma we crash sho I think of fuck is fight give it up ma we fast ya sho jabula kuna matha tena cigarette ningi bathi nandi ma we cut ya sho so be ex inja again pena this getting in fundi for ex teacher again.
Udubo lokuselakala kwemisebenzi eZimbabwe lwenza abasakhulayo abaningi babanjwe ngamandla okudinga ezinye indlela zokuziphilisa ngokuzisebenza. USkyva ngomunye ke abasakhulayo wazibona engasela enye indlela yokuziphilisa lapho esegqibe izifundo wacabanga ukungena kwezomculo.
Ngiqede e-university ngase ngiqala ukuyezinye izikho zinganazelo ukuthi abafowethu abaningi abagraduateayo abayiphambili babengasebenzi. So ngase ngadothi ngiqala ukuzinceda ngizenzele imusic yami. So ngangi-DJ ema-club, ngishaya emchadweni, emaphathini, njalo ngase ngiqala ukuzenzela yami i-music. So ngiyangena e-studio ngiziphekele ama-beat yami i-music.
Esakhula akwamenza wafisa laye ufika kuleso sibanga
uSkido no Black Coffee nabo DJ Christos abe South Africa and then ilapha local maybe ngakhangelela uOliver Mtukuzi nabo lavuma uMajayivana ngoba abantu ababengisipala ngakhula ngibalalela kakhulu mina music sengirelease amabhaba but for ama single tracks amaningi mina ngezi house so I work mostly nabantu abaningi abeGoli uDJ Cutie ufang tista abane yonke sesizwe.
Skyva uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi pho bengaxhumana njani lawe ukuze bakuthole.
Ngifuna wazi ukuthi imusic yami ingayithola ngaphi. Uyahamba ku Skyva ku Facebook, ku Skyva kule page ethi Skyva, ku Twitter Skyva Sims, ku YouTube Skyva, yonke into vele ngu Skyva, Skyva Skyva, even akubo Google Play, Google Amazon, obani khona imusic yami, just Google Skyva kuphela yase kuphume yonke imusic. Nokuthi ngitholakala ngani njalo ngofuna ukuthola ama details ami ngofuna ukumbuka uyakuthola ku Instagram bo Facebook bo Twitter
ngomkhondisi Sibanda lo ohamba ngegama lokuthi Skyva nguye beselayo kuhlelo wasa ozo Friday ikamana mu Ezra Chisa Sibanda libe lampela sondo emnandi.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke ezothisa sibanda la uvele impela viki enhle mfowethu ungadinelwa kusasa. Singakehlukani isihlobo kodwa sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela namuhla. Inkampani kahulumende elawula umsebenzi wokutholakala kwamafutha ezimota elizweni yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority lamhla ikhweze njalo intengo yamafutha lawa. Iqula le-European Union eliphakathi kokwethekelela eZimbabwe lithi uhulumende kumele agcwalisise izixwayiso ezenziwa yilumanyano kulandela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luqhutshwe ngendlela esuthisayo. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje oluvalelisayo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.